what I need.
Are we back?
Do you want to be back?
Hey, I know what this is. It's
smells awful.
Well, smells awful.
Then why do people it?
Well, it's like when grown-ups have a party. They get to have a good time.
Gee, if it's a party, don't they have a good time anyway?
Well, grown-ups have a harder time having a good time than kids do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's go to Ben in Rockville. Ben, you're on the show. How are you?
Oh, good. Dude, this has been bothering me. You guys have been... Okay, well, my dad went to Georgetown, so did my mom. And my dad told me this story a couple years
back. How come
back.
I missed you? Did you were you the community college boy? And were you where the generational gap occurred? Is that where it happened?
No, right now I'm 17, actually.
Oh, you're 17. You're a young whippersnapper.
That's a little young to be calling the show, son.
So I assume you're calling about the whole Hoya debacle.
Yes, I am. My father went to Georgetown, called me, or he talked to me a while back, because I asked him, you know, what the hell's a Hoya?
Right.
So, you know, so he told me the Pope actually came over to America, and he went to see a football game at Georgetown. I'm sure you know they're a highly religiously affiliated school.
They are.
No, I never was aware of that.
They're Jesuit college.
Yeah. So the Pope came over, and he began the chant, Hoya Saxa, Hoya Saxa. That's where it came from.
Why would the Pope say what rocks?
In Latin and Greek.
Son, you're going to have to wait a year. Get your facts together. Get your story straight. Will you be going to Georgetown as well?
I hope to.
What is your current GPA?
My GPA is currently in the high C range. So.
Oh, well, hey, you sound like an eagle. You sound like an American eagle. And, of course, if that doesn't work out for you, I know the people down at Virginia Commonwealth might be interested as well.
They might give him a professorship.
Yeah, that's right. Full ride. A full ride scholarship. Hey, listen, on Thursday's show, we have a fabulous prize to give away. It's called the Who Flyaway.
Ooh.
Let me tell you what this is. This is round-trip airfare for two to Boston. You get holed up in your own luxury hotel. Dinner for two. No, you don't get the hotel. That sounded like they won the hotel.
No, you don't want that. And you have to build four houses before you buy a hotel anyway.
Round trip airfare for two, hotel accommodations, dinner for two, and a pair of tickets to see The Who live October 24th in Boston on Thursday when we play Supermarket Shuffle.
Supermarket Shuffle?
Supermarket Shuffle. This is going to be big fun. Mm-hmm. We're going to send Joe Art and out to some local grocery store, and it's going to be our little version of The Price is Right, and Joe will be running throughout the grocery store coming up with different prices. It should be a lot of fun.
You know what? We could actually incorporate an older bit with this. If Joe brings his magic key, he could drive the scooter around the grocery store and do what we've already discussed.
You know, Joe will be able to ride the scooter. I think that would be a great idea. Didn't he have some sort of secret key that actually opened it up?
Yes, he has a magic key. I think it was like to a toolbox or something, but he found out that it started all the scooters.
That's good. Now, that's on Thursday's show. Let me tell you what's happening today. Not only are we talking to the AVN guy, Paul Fishbein,
right,
and IndyCar driver Milka Duno. Is it Duno or Duno?
Milka.
Milka!
I think all you need is Milka. It's like Charo.
Milka.
Milka.
Got Milka?
What a sexy, sexy name that
sure is.
And wouldn't be sexy on a fat lady.
Or it might.
Or would it?
Depends on where you're coming from.
I don't know. That's bad Milka. That's spoiled Milka.
In the series, the great series of You're the Games that we have on the Mike O'Mara program today, You're the Poet. That's right. I'm
all
giving
right.
you, I don't think I need to explain anything further.
I don't think so.
Later on in the broadcast... As a matter of fact, sooner than later, You're the Poet. It's as simple as it seems. We're going to test your powers of verse. See how good you are at coming up with lovely rhymes for us. Every day we end the show with a fabulous poem, and now it's going to be your chance when we play You're the Poet. Lots of prizes on the line for that, too. Should be big fun and big thrills. You're the Poet, take pen, pencil to paper, and get ready to play You're the Poet. That'll be coming up soon.
Yay.
But before we
don't forget the one ground rule.
What's that?
No roses are red.
No, we cannot have roses are red, violets are blue. That's
right.
Not going to count.
Good rule.
Oh, yeah. I only get to do that at the very end of the week when I'm very tired and I've had a lot of green bottles.
Sometimes on a Friday, yes.
That's the way it works. But without further ado, let's get to our very first buzz of the afternoon. Lots going on in the world. Has anything collapsed or has anything blown up yet, Buzz?
Well, no. Actually, the good news is it hasn't, which is why we can take this opportunity to pass along some more sex news for ye.
Ooh,
thank you.
Sexy, dead sexy.
We'll start with this. Our employer, CBS, has just spent more money, fighting an FCC fine than it would have spent paying it. Oh. And we applaud CBS for that because this was important. It was a matter of principle and precedent.
Yeah, that's good. I'm proud of our network.
It was a $500,000 fine for the accidental exposure of Janet Jackson's bejeweled nipple on a Super Bowl Sunday 4 years ago.
You know, we have come a long way. When I watched the ESPYs the other night, Justin Timberlake was doing his little dance number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his gay Billy Crystal type song.
Yeah, and I mean, he's horrible as far as doing that kind of a hosting
sure.
job. In fact, we didn't even talk about the ESPYs yesterday, but the whole ESPY concept, it's just, you know, I know athletes, don't athletes get trophies when they win the championship?
Yeah.
And doesn't the MVP get a trophy?
And big, big paychecks.
That's really their
bonuses,
awards, but I just don't think you need. And then, you know, at the end of the year, you have the Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
You have the big ceremony like that. But the ESPYs, when they try to turn sport into some sort of Academy Awards.
Business of show?
It just doesn't work because, you know, they're doing, like, cutting-edge kind of stuff up on stage, and then you look out in the crowd and you'll see a bunch of jocks out there that are just going, I don't get it.
Do you get the feeling when you watch the ESPYs that the awards are sort of determined by who agrees to show up, then they work backwards from there?
It seems like, what is it, the People's Choice Awards?
Yes.
Where the only people that show are the people that know they're going to win the award?
The glass trophy with the applauding hands inside?
That's no good.
I disagree. I don't think we have enough award shows.
The ESPYs had an actual moment where Justin Timberlake freeze-framed the actual moment at the Super Bowl where he was exposing Janet Jackson's breast.
Right.
And I, at that point, I said, okay, statute of limitations, I guess. Yeah. It's come kind of full circle. Maybe the
right.
pendulum might be swinging back a little bit because they're mocking it now. And,
right.
they, you know,
wow.
Can you ever imagine in that year following Janet Jackson that anybody on any television show would have made fun of that?
No.
It wouldn't have happened. And now they're talking about the very event itself. So it's pretty cool.
Judges in the CBS censorship case ruled that the incident was not obscenity and that the fine was arbitrary. Here's broadcast legal expert Royal Oaks.
The decision by the court was that these rules about indecency are designed for things that shock the sensibility, and the court found that this incident just didn't qualify.
What happened to his brother, Whispering Pines? He wasn't available to do the particular show.
They all own golf courses.
what a great name. And I like to listen to this guy talk. So here's another piece of tape from Royal Oaks.
Royal Oaks.
Principle at stake, according to CBS, was important that if the FCC is going to involve stricter rules on decency, that's fine, but they have to give people notice. And what happened at the Super Bowl simply didn't qualify as indecent.
Aha.
Live from Florida, I'm Palmetto Dunes reporting. You know, we got a guy that's calling in with a scoop.
Of course we do.
He's got a scoop. You have this. Rob has this. I know this.
Everybody yeah. knows this.
Should I go to this guy, let him have the pleasure?
Can we make an example of him?
We can make an example
of him. Oh, well, then let's answer the phone.
I just
watch
hope
this. I'm going to have fun with it.
Okay, good.
Okay, watch
right.
this. I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. All right? Steve from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you hear that Estelle Getty died?
I apologize.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
That's a good apology.
We are always one step ahead of you.
That was tremendous handling of that,
Mike. Did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Cut him off of the knees. I cut him off of the knees and didn't give him a chance. We ran him out of town on a rail.
He'll never be a part of the thrifty working class.
We get news, and sometimes as a broadcast outlet, we actually broadcast news.
Is the air on in here, gentlemen?
I don't know.
Do you feel any air? You know, you don't feel the heat like you used to. You know, it used to be, you are losing 30 pounds.
Used to be a little heavier.
It's warm in here. It feels like the air is stagnating again in here. Hold on.
Can we get some cool air?
Hold on. Let's check with our janitor for a second. Is he out there? Yeah, come on in, Mr. Janitor, please.
Well, hello there.
How you doing? Busey is.
Oh, Gary Busey, our janitor.
I think you need to turn on the air conditioner.
It seems warm in here.
Can you do
Doesn't
that?
Doesn't bother me. I weigh 38 pounds.
You used to be heavier.
It's kind of hard to breathe.
How come?
I don't know.
Is it because you're wearing your helmet backwards?
I'll give you some more Buseyisms. Goodbye.
We look forward to those. Okay, Wear a helmet.
Beth Ann just turned the air on.
Ah,
thank you.
More and more Americans are okay with the idea of having out-of-the-closet gays and lesbians serve in our military.
That's right, Mike.
Yes, Rob, I couldn't agree more. You old queen.
Public relations gain has been huge.
I am a gay American.
And now 75% of Americans, 75% in a Washington Post ABC News survey say they're all right with it. The don't ask, don't tell policy turned 15 years old over the weekend. The approval rating for gay soldiers back then was only 62%. And the 75% who now approve include Republicans and independents.
You know, maybe it's because you were reading a story about gays in the military.
Yes.
I couldn't help but notice in your powder blue shirt that you got the buttons undone. Why are your buttons undone like down to your navel today?
It's a hot summer day, Mike. It's 91 degrees outside.
But he's wearing...
He knew before I even started talking.
He started
buttoning up already.
He started unbuttoning.
He knew exactly what I was talking about.
But it's a beautiful rock star shirt.
Thank you.
He looks like he's the lead singer of the Moody Blues.
There's more for it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
This is a message from Joe Ardinger regarding the gentleman that called with the Estelle Getty scoop.
Yes.
This is from Joe.
Yes.
We only have 6 computers between us, all of them with the internet, but please feel free to contribute, you F-heads.
Thank you, wow. Joe.
That's from Joe Ardinger. I thought I'd pass that along.
Well,
very nice,
said.
Joe.
Thank you.
Very good.
Let's see. In fact, most of the people who have changed their minds about gays in the military over the last 15 years hail from the Republican and independent voters.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Congress has opened hearings to take a second look at Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I saw a picture in Vanity Fair magazine of... I guess the guy's name, the politician's name, was Harvey Milk, and he was one of the first elected gay mayors. Is that right?
In San Francisco, and was shot.
And he got shot to death.
I remember.
And it's a picture of Sean Penn, who I guess is going to play Harvey Milk in the movie.
Right.
And unrecognizable. I mean, an amazing.
Really?
I had to stare at it and say, oh, my God, that's really Sean Penn. It looks like it might be a pretty cool movie. He's the brooding actor, you know.
It should make an amazing movie. The Harvey Milk story is pretty incredible.
Yeah, Sean Penn, they're just a still that I was looking at, and I was staring at it because he transforms himself. Pretty cool.
Sean Penn always taking up causes, and as an acquaintance of David Letterman, I don't know that anybody's really Letterman's friend, but as an acquaintance of Letterman, Letterman refers to Sean Penn as Don Quixote.
Don Quixote, always tilting at windmills.
Exactly.
Do they pal around together?
They have. Nobody, like I said, pals around much with Letterman, but...
Because he's too cool.
But if you could count them as friends, then they're friends.
As a cool guy can be who wears, you know, like hard shoes with white socks.
That's always been his look.
He's a recluse, isn't he? Really, David Letterman,
very
primarily?
Very much so.
You know, when Buzz talks about Dave, don't you always feel like Buzz knows Dave, personally?
He gets the same look in his eyes that we get when we talk about our children.
Yeah, he does.
How is Dave? Dave is good.
You literally you know all there is to know about Dave, don't you?
I don't, and I've forgotten half of what I used to know, but I've always admired his work.
Would you like to hang with him and party with the guy?
You know, the more I hear, the less I think so, but I still always admire his work.
Why? Because you think he'd be just a pure hump if you partied with the guy?
I've heard less than pleasant things about
him.
You know,
a lot of the great funny men are so miserable. You know who was a real bad guy to be around was Groucho Marx.
Yeah, really? Nasty guy.
Yeah, just really, and I love everything he's ever done, but not a fun guy.
People that are in this business of show that have to do comedy on a regular basis, almost a daily basis, can sometimes be a little testy.
I've sometimes
fly off the handle occasionally.
I don't see it around
you're
here.
You're always cheery.
I think it's very important that people understand that occasionally people that do this, you know, they do have a dark side, and occasionally it'll show up. I better shut up before I start.
Where do you think the humor comes from?
I don't know.
A Catholic youth.
I think I'm going to sit over here and brew.
Let me take your mind off.
Brew.
You look like Sean Penn.
Oh, yes, sir. Or Sean Connery.
Allow me to distract you.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Buzz gestured like an old queen.
And but at least he buttoned his shirt up. Happy about that.
Catholic youth, now that they've finished their annual gathering held this year in Sydney, Australia, now that the meeting's over, they can get into Australia's annual Sexpo for half price.
Now, see, there you go with your atheist news. See, you're taking a lovely thing like a bunch of young Catholic people on a pilgrimage, and now you're trying to tie it in to some deviant sex romp hedonist crap.
You know who I found out was an altar boy?
Who's that?
Bryant Gumbel.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Father. I wonder if he was so arrogant with his priest.
What do you suppose?
I'm not really sure I enjoyed that sermon.
What do you suppose he said after he gave you communion?
Good luck to you, Father. Listen, thanks a lot. Here's your wafer. Good luck to you. Bless me, Father. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is Brian Gumbel.
Yeah.
I'm really, really excited to be here. And make sure you join me for real sports.
Should
be a lot of fun.
You ever committed a mortal sin?
Never. I'm not capable of committing a mortal sin. I've actually wrote the Ten Commandments myself.
Wow. Did you? Who are you?
I'm Brian Gumbel. Nice to see you.
What do you do now to fill your time?
I play a lot of golf. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I have people come on my show.
Yeah.
I talk to Bernard Goldberg. One of my great correspondents, James Brown, JB, is there, and we have a very good time, and then I say Mass.
Do you say Mass?
Yes, I'm still an altar boy.
Do you still have the uniform?
I have the little altar boy uniform, and I wear the robes, and I carry the crucifix.
Did you get to ring the bells during transubstantiation?
As a matter of fact, I did do that, and kudos to you for knowing transubstantiation.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Yes, well, join me, Prime Couple, Stations of the Cross, coming up soon, next year, about a year from now.
And we'll see you on St. Swithin's Day.
Rob, Buzz, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All
good
the holy
you,
days of obligation.
Thanks so much for coming by. Here's a Snickers bar for you. Father O'Brien's giving away Snickers bars to the altar boys.
Do you have to do anything to get the candy?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, you do.
Funny you should
That's
ask.
Another joke, though. Stand by for Make Us Laugh. That'll be coming up soon.
Probably worth it. Thank you, Brian.
Rob, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Now, Buzz, on with the news.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
During the church's World Youth Day festivities in Australia, a Sydney archbishop called on the young people to procreate or perish. So, organizers of the Sexpo say the timing is perfect.
Peace be with you.
I plan on doing both.
Procreate and perishing at the same time?
Well, not at the same time. First procreate, then perish.
Yeah, that has everything to do with the Widow Spiewak, doesn't it?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Toy makers and video makers say they're here to serve with products to keep young people interested in each other, starting with half-price tickets to Sexpo.
So they tried to horn in on the whole conference, right?
Exactly. They were there at
that's just wrong.
Tail end of it.
That's very brave. What was that sound?
Sorry, I think I got an email.
What was that?
Okay, just
the hell was that sound?
A look behind the curtain. When Buzz plays actualities, I play them off the computer.
Right.
But it's the same computer that my email is open on.
Uh-huh. Sounded almost like the Metro sound.
Boom, boom. Uh-huh. No, that's actually the incoming sound for email.
Would you like to hear my Metro announcer?
I love what
Please
you're
again.
Doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I'm here all week.
Yes.
Hold on. Just take the windscreen off.
Of course.
Boom, boom.
Hey, stop. Chinatown. The center. Chinatown.
Boom, boom.
All truth. West, next up. Church West, next up.
For tourists coming to Washington, D.C., please remember, It's not always easy to navigate our metro. Do not rely on the gentlemen that make the announcements for the stops.
Use the color-coded map.
That's right. Read the map.
This is our map. Surrogate. Orange Line, Circus Fair.
Did you say Metro Center?
Chinatown, Circus Fair. Yes, sir.
He said Grosvenor?
Grosvenor, yeah. Next stop.
Yes.
Boom, boom.
I'm pretty sure he said Arlington Cemetery.
This is the rest of the red line. Perfect.
The Washington Metro, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. There it is. Thank you. Thank you all very much. The stories you just heard and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming up on the Hollywood Buzz, NBC sticks it to Jay Leno and Leno sticks it back. And in the final buzz, falling gas prices. Where will it end?
Hey, how about that? You mean like that's a good piece of news? Are you teasing something positive?
You'll just have to wait and see.
All right, no problem.
Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hope you're still here at the end of the show, Mike, because you get to hear all about it.
Well, right. Buzz is going to be excited about our next segment. We're going to be talking porn with Paul Fishbein. He is the adult video news creator. The state of porn in America. That'll drive the economy.
Yes.
That when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.